Chapter 6 On a Tropical Island. Cook looks around in surprise. She sees the island and closes her eyes quickly.
Is this a dream? I want to be awake and in my kitchen again,
says Cook. You can't make a wish, Cook. Only we can, I say. You're awake, and this is not a dream.
People always say that in dreams,
says Cook.
And do birds talk in dreams?
The phoenix asks her. Cook looks at the phoenix with big eyes.
You're a bird. How can you talk?
She says.
This is a strange dream.
Charles begins to walk around the island.
Come on,
he calls to us.
Let's explore this place.
Cook stays on the carpet.
I'm staying here,
she says.
I want to enjoy my dream.
She opens the box of biscuits and eats one.
Delicious,
she says.
I'm a marvellous cook.
We start to walk into the green jungle. We see strange animals, lovely flowers, and beautiful, colourful birds. The phoenix is worried.
Those birds are very beautiful,
it says.
But I'm colourful and exotic. I'm special because there is only one phoenix.
Yes,
says Robert.
But you're also very vain.
The jungle is fascinating. But after a few hours, we are hungry. We remember Cook's biscuits, and we leave the jungle and walk towards Cook and the carpet. Cook is still sitting on the carpet. Four strange men with wild hair are watching her. They are wearing animal skins, and they look ferocious. We hide behind the trees and watch them. One of them says,
Ooga booga.
And the others agree.
Oh dear,
says the phoenix.
That means let's eat. I think they're hungry.
We look at each other in horror. Oh no, they're cannibals and they want to eat Cook, I say.
We must save her,
Robert says. We go to Cook and wave our hands at the cannibals.
Leave her alone,
Robert shouts.
Don't hurt Cook, you savage cannibals!